You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. A new study finds that African Americans are far more likely than white people to be arrested for marijuana possession. The American Civil Liberties Union includes figures at the state and county level. It finds that Kalamazoo County had one of the largest racial disparities in the state, with blacks 8.5 times more likely than whites to be arrested for possession of pot. Ezekiel Edwards is director of the Criminal Law Reform Project for the ACLU in New York, and he's the lead author of the report. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Kalamazoo Public Safety Chief Jeff Hadley was asked about this report by MLive Kalamazoo, and he said that the numbers for racial disparity, especially the big increase in Kalamazoo County over the last 10 years, looked a little odd to him. He wondered if there might be a change in data reporting during that time span. Can you just explain a little bit about methodology and how you put this report together?
Sure. I mean, it's fair in the most simple way. We looked at arrest statistics that are gathered by the FBI from police agencies all around the country. And we also looked at census data when we were calculating arrest rates. And so most agencies report 100% of their arrests, and they cover 100% of the population. Each county covers 100% of those counties' populations. So if there's a reporting issue with any single agency, that's really on the police department to figure out. But these are all numbers that are reported to the FBI by police agencies, and we're just using the FBI's data.
Jeff Hadley went on to say that the study's overall conclusion that blacks are much more likely to be arrested is worthy of further conversations and examination. If you were to suggest the direction of that further conversation, what do you think it should be?
Well, I mean, I think this report raises a lot of concerns. You know, no one's done this kind of 10-year, 50-state and respective county study. You know, we found that in those 10 years, there were over 8 million marijuana arrests. 9 out of every 10 were for possession. You know, half of all drug arrests in this country right now are for marijuana, and 62% of the people getting arrested are younger than 25. The racial disparities we saw throughout the report, so Michigan, you mentioned Kalamazoo, you know, there are other counties in Michigan like Monroe and St. Clair that have even higher disparities. You know, in Kent County, the increase in racial disparity was 426%. So I think the conversation that needs to be had is partly about police practices, and why is it that blacks in certain communities doing the exact same thing as whites in other communities have to bear criminal penalties, criminal records, arrests, searches, when other communities don't. And so racial profiling, I think, is a big discussion. I also think marijuana policy. You know, why is it that when over 50% of this country thinks that it should be legal across racial lines, and two states, Colorado and Washington, have gone in that direction, why is it that we are still spending $3.6 billion every year arresting people, particularly in a racially biased way, for marijuana possession?
Kalamazoo voters did approve a referendum in 2011 that makes marijuana possession the lowest priority of law enforcement. Since then, the City Commission has also made marijuana possession a misdemeanor for people who are over 21. Grand Rapids has also taken some steps on decriminalization. Would you expect that measures like that would change these numbers if we come back and look at them in 5 or 10 years?
Well, yeah, in many respects I do, and I would commend those jurisdictions that have done both those things. I think to go from criminalization to decriminalization should have a significant effect on the number of arrests. I will note, though, that there are some states, like New York, that did decriminalize actually in the 70s, and the New York City made 50,000 marijuana arrests basically by manipulating the law a bit in 2010. And also, just because you're making fewer arrests doesn't necessarily mean that they're being done not in a racially biased way. So you can still get disparities. But certainly, we advocate for decriminalization when possible. I think the police making it a lowest enforcement priority is also a significant step. There are other cities, police in other cities, that have done that. Basically, the police are saying it's not worth our time and effort to make these arrests, to make these kind of racially biased arrests, to alienate the community. And I think that's significant. Quickly, the ACLU, you know, our primary position on marijuana is to legalize, tax, and regulate it, like they've done in Colorado and Washington, raise revenue for the states, take that revenue and put it to public schools, drug treatment, investigating serious crimes. So I think there's more that can be done. But I think those efforts that you've just mentioned, you would expect at least a decrease in the number of marijuana possession arrests.
Got about 20 seconds left. Would you say that full-blown legalization is the only way to really get at this problem, or does decriminalization have its purpose as well?
I think decriminalization certainly has its purpose. I think removing criminal and civil penalties has its purpose. I certainly think lowest enforcement priority is important. So those are all, I think, critical. I think legalization would get you the furthest and really earn the state the most revenue. So I think that's a bigger step.
Ezekiel Edwards, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Ezekiel Edwards is the director of the Criminal Law Reform Project for the American Civil Liberties Union in New York, also the lead author of a report on racial disparities in arrests for marijuana possession. You can find a link to that study at our website, wmuk.org.